You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
So this one, Dave, is for everybody who has the horrible shift. We hear you. We've had bad shifts, too. But now CNN's reporting that your work schedule as a young adult may harm your health decades later. And they actually define what a normal shift is in this story. And we're way off base. But they're finding it catches up to you later in life. What do you think about this?
What's a normal shift?
They're saying, believe it or not, you ready for this? A work schedule that begins sometime between the hours of 6 a.m. and it ends at 6 p.m.
Okay, they're not saying a 12-hour shift. They're saying somewhere the 8 or 9 hours that you're working, if it falls between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., that's quote-unquote a normal shift.
Yeah, like an evening shift would be at 2 p.m. Until midnight. So, and then an overnight shift would be like 9 p.m. to 8 a.m. I think about police officers. I don't necessarily think as much about firefighters because they're sleeping at the firehouse. But still, that is kind of weird that they're getting up in the middle of the night. Fires are never convenient.
For sure.
You know, paramedics, my son's a paramedic. He's a firefighter. These things would never happen during, you know, regular business hours. So I should consider his schedule to be maybe bad for his health.
Irregular.
Down the line too. Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to realize, and this is a harsh reality, I've never had a normal shift. I've never worked from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I've never fallen in there. I've always been outside of that.
And now they're saying they're retroactively going back. They looked at 7,200 people. So this isn't just like a 10-person study shows. This is 7,200 people, and they're finding that they're paying the consequences later in life with things like, you know, health problems and depression.
Okay.
You're not, you don't seem depressed to me.
No, I'm not. I'm not experiencing depressed. Anything, but I will say I've always had very good health. I've been very lucky that way. But I think when you look at your career, you have to assess how important is a schedule to me? Because we can't have it all. We can't have a job that we love that is high paying and it has an amazing schedule. Like those jobs don't exist. You have to sacrifice something. And what I've realized over my career, I've always sacrificed my schedule.
And it's in what, who ends up paying the price? You, because you're exhausted.
Yeah, I never looked at it as a sacrifice because I was a little bit unique. So I worked in sports. I would go in around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then work till midnight, 1, 2, whatever. And then I was a total night owl. So I'd go to bed at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning because it's just hard for me to unwind immediately after work.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would sleep until 11 o'clock in the morning. So I never saw my kids. I never helped get them ready for school or anything.
So you pay the price there.
So you do pay a price there. And then there was days when I just would not see my kids when they were going to school. I remember specifically from Monday and Tuesday, I wouldn't see my kids at all because I'd get home after they went to bed and then they would be up and gone before I woke up.
And
so
then
there
you
were
would
always
be gone
two
again
days.
By the time they got home from
exactly.
school.
Exactly. Yeah, so there Mondays and Tuesdays, we never saw each other.
So this study that we're talking about with CNN reporting that, you know, people who get older in life after they've worked these weird schedules, schedules that are not considered normal, end up paying the price through, they're finding like health consequences, and they're different ones, but with physical health, mental health consequences, depression later in life. So it's like late onset. I don't know, maybe just keep, you know,
a cumulative effect
to you. But there's what you're saying to me, what I'm hearing is, there's other side effects too.
Yes.
That is, you never get to spend quality time with your family for a week at a time.
Yeah. I mean, you adapt. Our entire family would adapt. In fact, my children's entire life, we've never celebrated their birthday on the actual birthday.
Well, you can't.
We served it on, we always called it Dad's work day off. We'd sell, yeah. And that was just what they grew up with. It was never a big deal. It's if we coincidentally landed on their birthday, we'd celebrate it. But
where it becomes a big deal is people from outside your nuclear family. Nuclear family. Did I say right? I don't mean like boom, you know, but nuclear is when they have expectations that on a Wednesday night everybody's going to Olive Garden to sing for your kid's birthday, and you're like, I'm working.
Yeah.
And you're running around trying to go back and forth to appease everybody else. So where I think this has been a hard thing for me is reminding people that I have a 10 o'clock live shot that night. I got a big story on the air that night. I've been called to a plane crash, and I'm not going to be home for a day and a half. And so that's where I also know there were a lot of moments when I felt extremely anxious when we had plans and I had this really weird work schedule. I'm a lot like you. I think maybe I did have a few years in there where it was a little more normalized when I was the investigative reporter at KSL 5 TV. But there were a lot of times when it wasn't so normal that I didn't know when I was going to be working late because I had to go do an interview with somebody who didn't want to be interviewed by me. And so I would have to show up at 6 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock in the morning. So I was out the door by 7 a.m. to get there in time. So it was all over the map. But I remember also that this kind of a shift, and I worked mornings. So I got up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning too for many, many years, and I was exhausted. But this kind of a shift and the rest of the world not understanding it caused me a lot of anxiety because I was always trying to be everything for everybody.
I can see that. And I would say that is the one thing I did. And I think it worked, is I didn't try to live a quote-unquote normal life. I didn't try to get up and make breakfast for my kids. That was my continuous sleep time. So I'd get my 8 hours of sleep. It was just shifted. Yeah. And I think, in part, that's why I didn't suffer the effects of depression. I got my sleep. I just had a shifted schedule. Where I found it being difficult is when you're trying to live a normal life like everybody else, and you have the weird shift.
Well, we'll let you know if we come upon any health consequences as a result of our weird shift work. But we know a lot of you are working shift work, working odd hours. You're also trying to raise kids, and they get sick, and they got you up in the middle of the night, and you're just flat exhausted. And that goes back to our discussion yesterday. Sometimes you just got to lay down and take a 20-minute nap. You got to take a 20-minute nap. Hey, we got big breaking news during our show today, and that BYU has selected a new head basketball coach. Dave, you did a little bit of research. He's out of Phoenix. He's an associate coach there.
Yeah, he's the associate head coach, the top head coach for the Phoenix Suns. Kevin Young, coming to BYU.